The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a new episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and I'm so glad you would join me. You're going to hear some content from the show, and producer Tom will be joining me. The very end of the podcast, you're going to hear a hilariously embarrassing moment. I'm not great with technology, but I convinced producer Tom to go along with one of the stupidest things I've done. Probably ever. I'm taking all the blame though. That's at the end, but we're kicking off the podcast talking about how producer Tom's laugh is our favorite thing. And we're going to see if we can make him do it. One of the things that is the most fun here at our Way FM offices is producer Tom's laugh. It's one of our favorite things about you, everyone who meets you. And so we're going to play a little game. And if you can make producer Tom laugh, you win a Way FM prize pack.
It's real easy to make me laugh. I laugh at everything.
If you don't make him laugh, you're banned from the show forever.
I'm trying not to laugh right now.
Hey, you can't.
And nothing. Right. I just laugh at everything.
I'm going to try first. That way, if I fail, you've watched me fail. Okay, producer Tom, what is Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination?
Ooh. Is this a dad joke you're throwing on?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What, Joy?
Hand eye. Get it? Hand and eye.
Hand and eye. Oh, yeah. I get it.
He didn't laugh. Oh, wait. Then he laughed at my reaction. That counts. That still counts. Okay. As you just witnessed, it's actually not that hard because he'll laugh at something that you say. Okay, call in with your best joke. You can do an impression, whatever you want to do. You make producer Tom laugh, you win.
And I'm going to try not to. Really, I'm going to. So don't get offended.
What do you call a dinosaur fart?
Oh, what?
A blast from the past.
He's not. He's. He is laughing. He is laughing.
Okay. It's pretty funny.
The best part of this is when he tries not to laugh, it makes him laugh.
We've done it.
Congratulations,
all right,
friend.
Good job.
Yes. Thank you.
Good to have a healthy cry once in a while. And there's this stigma that guys shouldn't cry. And I'm so glad we're getting rid of that because producer Tom's eyes are a little puffy today.
It's my allergies, Joy.
No, it's not.
Now, I'm like 6'6", 270. I'm this big guy. And I do. I cry every once in a while. And today I got a card from my father. I showed you the picture of it, Joy. It's like the very front of it is this dad holding his boy's hand. And
it's so sweet.
It's like the rays of sun coming down. And just everything in the card, it just hit me. And then my dad wrote like this long note. And it just reminded me, we're so much alike. Like, we got four kids.
Right.
And he was saying how proud he is of me as a dad and as a husband. And I just lost it. And
I love that you just turned 39 and that your dad saying that he's proud of you still strikes a chord.
Absolutely.
I think we can never hear that enough from our parents. And now that I'm a parent and you certainly are, I think we can't say it enough to our kids because I think half the time they won't even believe it. But I mean, when you were younger, did he say that to you?
Yeah. I mean, like, I played baseball, and he loved watching me play, and he was always proud. He made sure to say it a lot. So, mm-hmm. like you said, as a dad, I don't think I say it enough, so mm-hmm. it's inspiring me to be better with it, but yeah.
When you go to graduation ceremonies this time of year, it can be so boring. I was talking with producer Tom about how you sit there scanning the crowd looking for something interesting because it's kid after kid and name after name. And so we came up with something really fun that's totally free for you to do.
It's a Way FM graduation bingo. Mm-hmm. And we just came up with some fun things like looking for someone that has a Crowder-like beard.
Yeah, David Crowder, there's gotta be one.
He's got the biggest beard. So someone there has to have that.
And then someone who has a hat like Jordan Feliz, someone wearing Way FM red. Here's the thing. All you have to do is print this out and take it, and your family's entertained.
Yeah.
Because this ceremony is going to be longer than any of us want. And after you hear your person, you're like, get me out of here.
So, it's true. It's a snooze fest, really.
It is. And so we've put this available for you at wayfm.com, but you can also text the word grad, G-R-A-D, to 91979, and you can download it and be ready for that ceremony. Hey, it's Joy. Just taking a quick break from this podcast to tell you about our incredible sponsors. You know when you're watching a scary movie and all you want to yell at the TV is, don't go in there. That's a really bad decision. Don't you wish somebody would do that through our entire lives? That's why you want to work with someone that you trust, especially when it comes to money. I'm talking about our friends at United Faith Mortgage. Last year, my husband and I decided it was time to refinance our home. But the first company we started to work with just gave us an uneasy feeling. And that's when I remembered United Faith Mortgage has this direct lender advantage. What it means is there's no middleman, and it often gets you a better rate. It could even save you monthly and lifelong money. So instead, we refinanced with United Faith Mortgage, and everywhere along the line, they said, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that. That's probably not a good decision. Someone even came to our home to help us sign the final papers. Check out this faith and family company at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Maybe like me, you are sick of hearing all the negative news stories at this point in the week, and you just need a little joyful news. You've probably heard about the baby formula shortage right now. It's gotten so scary and so serious for a lot of families. Well, a restaurant owner in Texas is trying to help. He has a food distributor who's a part of giving food to his restaurant, and they actually had tons of cans of formula. So he was able to buy it from them, and he's giving it away totally free from his restaurant. He said, people kept us going. When COVID hit, we're still in business, and we wanted to do something to thank this community for their support. Sadly, not everybody lives near this one, but I wish more people were able to help give formula away for free right now. Your favorite food today might be because your mom craved it when she was pregnant with you. At least that's what we're finding.
I talked to mom. It was my birthday this week, and I don't talk to mom all the time. So when we do talk, it's like hours.
That's probably why you don't talk to her all the time.
Yeah. So I don't know, because it was my birthday. I was like, mom, did you crave anything while pregnant with me? And she was so fast to answer. She's like, oh, chicken parm. And I was like, chicken parmesan? She's like, yep. And I'm like, I love chicken parm. Maybe that's why. That's like one of my favorite meals.
I always thought it was the opposite, that if you ate a lot of something, the kid would hate it. I have no idea what it was with my mom, but now I'd love to find out.
Ask.
And I think chicken parm is just delicious. So that's why it's really good. When I was pregnant, all I wanted was like nasty McDonald's food. Like, oh. I wanted the greasiest hash browns they could find.
Greasy, please. And you still to this day?
Yeah, I love them
you
still.
You love them still?
I mean, my kid probably is going to love them too. If you're not great at technology, it can get the best of you sometimes. And today, I was trying to figure out how to airdrop a video to producer Tom's phone. And I don't know if you've ever done that before, but it should just go through.
Yeah.
Like in the cloud of the technology. See, I don't even know the phrase.
See, but it wasn't working, right? Because I was waiting and it said waiting.
It showed Tom's name and his phone and it said tap to share. And so I said, well, I've never done that with my phone before. And so do you have your phone on you, Tom?
Yeah. So
I get my phone out and I literally, together with our phones, we start tapped. Like tapping. We're like tapping. And I go, it's not work. I said, I've never had to like tap my phone against someone. And so there's other people in the hall and we're just going tap, tap, tap. And Tom goes, maybe it's because our cases are on. And then
I did. I said, I think our cases are too thick because we got like the real thick ones here.
We're like, it won't go through the phones. And then someone from our digital department came in and just was like, Joy, you have to tap that button that says tap. And they just touched it and it went through. And we were like, God help us. We're so bad at technology.
And then they just walked away.
Thanks for listening to the Afternoons with Joy podcast. If you want to hang out online, you can find us on Instagram under WayFM Afternoons or on Facebook under WayFM Afternoons with Joy.